Jennifer Ford, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you are literally headed for Long Island to Market Art and Design Hamptons. That's quite a show. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've been in many big shows in your arts-driven career. Why is this one so special?
This show is actually extremely important because you do have to be selected to be able to represent. And this art fair is very prestigious, not only because of its location, being so close to New York and being in the Hamptons, but also because of some of the artists and some of the different galleries that are coming through here. The list is from London, from Berlin. A lot of people are coming in from New York, and we get to be the only gallery from Fort Wayne. I just don't think that there's anything better. This is really filling, as a gallery, my 3-year plan about 2 years early.
How exciting is that? What was involved just getting into the show?
There's always an application process. And for that application process, you do have to have a very good understanding of which artists you're going to bring and which pieces. We always like to do things in themes because there are a lot of very, very talented artists that we could be bringing out. We were really very inspired by the latest show, Manus Ex Machina, at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. We really thought that juxtaposition between the high of technology and machine-made items, and then the craftsmanship, of course, that Indiana is really known for. And blending those two things together in one booth is something that we were going for, and I think we're going to do it very successfully.
So you did choose your collection with a focus on contemporary Midwestern American art. What does that, what does it look like?
There are a lot of familiar names. We have Audrey Riley and Jason Rowland, Catherine Rohrbacher, Sayaka Gantz, and Jacob Schreiner.
With that diversity of artists, what's the connective thread running through your display then?
The connective thread for us was the juxtaposition between the technology end and then that craftsmanship. So take Sayaka Gantz. Man, how can you get any more perfect than that? Someone who's really creating things with her hand, but out of items that have been discarded or created by our technological society. Or you can go all the way to the other end, which is Audrey Riley, who's working in encaustic, and that's really, you know, one of the very first forms of artwork and creation.
So, explain that.
Encaustic is a process that you're using melted wax to create compositions. She has the most unique process, one which I was very privileged to be able to watch and go to her studio and see. And that's another important part of how we select our artists. Just being able to understand who they are, how they work, what their motivating factors are, because it helps me be able to convey that to our audience in a much better way.
Good for you. And real good point. Now, this isn't only your first time appearance. It's the first time Northern Indiana has been represented in this show. What does that mean for the area?
Well, for the area, I think it's very, very important because the Midwest sometimes gets the bad rap as being a cultural desert. And I have found that to be the complete opposite of the case. And to be honest, now that we're living in such a globalized society, more and more artists can live where they would like to be able to live. And then, of course, we have the benefit of not having to pay the high rents that you would get in New York City. So many talented artists are moving into this area or were born here, and we have the opportunity to bring them to a larger audience.
And do you think that a show like this is an effective way to get us on that radar?
Absolutely. You know, the importance of fairs since the year 2003 has grown tremendously. Not only is it usually about 70% of the art gallery's income for the year, but it's also now how most collectors are buying art. People want to be able to have more of that local flair, but then bring in a global audience that's able to kind of walk around and see 40 galleries at once bring their A game. The fair system is a very, very important part now of the art economy.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going early for this event. Why is that?
Well, about a week and a half ago, we were informed that our submission for the entrance installation was accepted, and we were the gallery chosen to be able to create that.
and entrance installation in this case is a literal description?
That's exactly right. We are given a very prominent position at the very beginning of the art fair. So once all of the guests are let off, they will have to walk through our installation to be able to get through the art fair. So
this sounds wildly exciting. How much physical and mental labor is it going to require?
A lot of both. We've been preparing this ever since we got accepted about a week and a half ago. So we've been drawing up architectural drawings and schematics. We've been asking for volunteers because what we are creating is a few 9-foot towers made of plexiglass pixels. They're square bricks that we'll be stacking up into columns, and then our guests will have to weave themselves through that.
Well done. This all takes place in the Bridgehampton Museum. How does this space complement the vibe of the show?
It is known as the Brooklyn Show of the Hamptons. So you get a lot of contemporary art galleries. Some of them are a little bit younger. The Hamptons quite often is known more for their blue chip artists or their blue chip interests. Mm-hmm. And this is just bringing a new, fresh look to the Hamptons.
And getting a reputation for that.
Yes, correct.
Who's your posse for this adventure?
I'm bringing the A-team this time. So it is the Jennifer Ford Art Gallery director, Bridget O'Reilly, and of course, Dan Swartz from Wunderkammer Company as well. And it's so funny, just like many other trades, art is a specialized language in many shapes and forms. I don't think that you need to speak that language in order to be able to appreciate art, but in order to be able to talk art, there are going to be a lot of bloggers there. There's going to be a lot of press, a lot of collectors, and of course, museums, curators. So Dan and Bridget and I are really excited because we have that same passion for the arts that drives us, and we're very highly committed to the Fort Wayne area.
That's a wonderful point, and you are well spoken, to be sure. You also know and love and live the area. Is it then kind of natural just to be able to speak Northern Indiana?
Yes, exactly. And that's something that I'm really excited to be able to do. I just recently spent some time with Courtney Tritch from Northeast Indiana Regional Partnership, and she was with the My Story campaign. And just being able to listen to her and to her tell some of the other stories of Indiana, maybe that don't necessarily have to do with art, it fills me up and gives me a much better picture of how we want to represent ourselves when we're there.
Good for you. Now, this show is also known for its international crowd of major collectors and art world figures. So who are you likely to be rubbing elbows with?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I already know that we will be rubbing shoulders with a very well-known fashion designer from Lebanon. One of our artists that we're bringing there, Ramon Aguilar, has a very large collector base, and he brings kind of his own fan club. And then, of course, for me, celebrities are museum curators. So I get really excited when I get to see other artists and museum curators and that sort of thing. But there will be a very, very large audience of press people and bloggers. And again, bloggers are kind of their own celebrities anymore as well.
I know you have confidence in your capability, as do a lot of folks in this area. And your amazing art sources, of course, speak for themselves. But I still wonder, were you surprised when you were accepted?
I was floored when I was accepted. I will tell you, it's not typical at all for a first-year gallery to be invited to a show like this. You really have to be able to prove yourself, prove your business, and also prove your vision. But I think because I've worked in the art world since I was 18, and we're also very, very clear on our mission statement as Jennifer Ford Art, and with the work that we've been doing with consulting internationally and here at home, we've had a very consistent and strong message. So I think that they responded well to that.
It certainly sounds like they did, and it certainly sounds like your surprise mechanism might have gone over the top.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I was very excited. I don't exactly remember where I was, but I remember having to make sure that I didn't scream until I went outside. So
the other thing I wonder, do you intend to do some buying while you're there?
You know, I am always looking for, not necessarily for more art, because my goodness, I am running out of wall space, but I'm always looking for more artists that have a unique perspective or that are doing a cool thing. So while I may not be collecting art while I'm there, I'll be finding more and more artists to interview, to talk to set up studio visits. I'm going to be in New York quite a bit over the next few 2 months. So it'll have a snowball effect on how I start thinking about the artists that I represent in the upcoming year.
That's really insightful, and happy hunting.
Thank you.
In the middle of all of this golden opportunity and the excitement that's just filling your whole world right now, what do you hope to tell the design world about contemporary Midwestern American art and Jennifer Ford art with this showing?
That our perspective is quite unique. It's one that has not been influenced by a major metropolitan area. And if it has, we have our own unique spin on it. And so I think that really the work is going to stand alone and it is going to show for itself. And I'm telling you, we are going to stand out because of the talented people that we have there. But the messaging is going to be clear as well, in that you can be a major force in the art world from any location anymore.
Jennifer Ford is owner of Jennifer Ford Art and Choice Designs. Thank you so much for sharing your precious packing time with us, Jennifer. Safe travels and art on.
Thank you so much.